Welcome to WMFA, a podcast about why and how we write. I'm Courtney Ballastier. Last week, I started the latest iteration of my Catapult course about writing place. Because the idea of place has such a different and complicated connotation right now, I asked the students to begin by writing about a place in their homes that they have come to know intimately during quarantine. This was because it's been a surprising byproduct of my quarantine, this deeper knowledge of what's around me. After 6 months of baking bread, I have finally learned the rhythm of my sourdough starter. Aren't you pleased to keep hearing about people's sourdough starters? The time it needs to bloom, the extent of its process. Similarly with my vegetable seedlings. The color of the soil when it's beginning to dry out, the point at which the plants start to outgrow their containers. Because of them, I am also paying more attention to the weather, sudden drops in temperature. Can they be left outside tonight? Do they need protection? I suppose this is another way of saying that I have been relearning how to pay attention. This, it turns out, is a more complex process than I had thought. Consider this passage by Mary Oliver from Our World, in which she writes about her beloved, Molly Malone Cook, whom she refers to here as M. It has frequently been remarked about my own writings that I emphasize the notion of attention, Oliver writes. This began simply enough, to see that the way the flicker flies is greatly different from the way the swallow plays in the golden air of summer. It was my pleasure to notice such things. It was a good first step. But later, watching M when she was taking photographs, and watching her in the dark room, and no less watching the intensity and openness with which she dealt with friends, and strangers too, taught me what real attention is about. Attention without feeling, I began to learn, is only a report. An openness, an empathy, was necessary if the attention was to matter. This is more like the attention I've been experiencing. Attention from the Latin attendere, to stretch toward. And so it's been with my writing. I am relearning how to pay attention here, too, trying to be as responsive as I would be to the soil or the starter. And there is a new intimacy to this. It is perhaps why I have been afraid to write before, and I'm sure will be again. Who isn't afraid of intimacy? Certainly my characters are. This new way of paying attention is both harder and easier. It has a flow to it, as nature does. But it also asks more of me. Intimate attention is a kind of vulnerability. It's also, I think, a relinquishing of control. We must instead be willing to respond. I am writing less these days and getting tired faster, but I also feel like I am showing up better, like the time is more meaningful. I think this is what I meant too in the last minisode, that I want to be able to spend my attention more carefully, to respect the power of it. I think this is a good goal for those of us who, like me, still need goals right now. To lower the expectations, the presumptions of productivity that we've maybe been used to, and to instead just focus on paying the best attention that we can. You'll find links to some of the things we talked about today at WMFApodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a review on iTunes to help new listeners find the show. Have a question or author recommendation? Email me at hello@WMFApodcast.com, find me on Twitter and Instagram at CF Ballastier, or leave a voicemail at 347-685-4836. Today's episode was edited by Andy Cubis. The WMFA logo was created by Unsold Studio, and our theme music is Jazz Dancer by Double Winter. Find them at doublewinter.bandcamp.com. WMFA is part of the Lit Hub Radio Network and is made in Pittsburgh by Courtney Ballastier, LLC, all rights reserved.